Today is Thursday, December 14th, the 12th day of Advent. As I await the birth of Christ, I do so with a conviction that I am not alone. I rest in the assurance of knowing that God is always with me. This week, I seek to awaken my heart to the wisdom of God's message of peace. In this moment, I pause to quiet the commotion of my mind. I take gentle breaths, exhaling slowly as I recenter my focus on God's presence and listen to the stirrings of my heart. Holy God, your message of peace is a refreshing gift in the midst of the chaos of life. But I admit that I do not always allow myself to truly feel peace in the depths of my restless heart. I pray for the courage to trust you and allow you to fill the broken places in my life with your gentle peace.
I lift up words of peace and praise through the ancient hymn of Psalm 40. I waited and waited and waited for God. At last he looked. Finally he listened. He lifted me out of the ditch, pulled me from deep mud. He stood me up on a solid rock to make sure I wouldn't slip. He taught me how to sing the latest God song, a praise song to our God. More and more people are seeing this. They enter the mystery, abandoning themselves to God.
As I reflect on today's scripture reading, I listen for a word or phrase that the Holy Spirit is bringing to my attention in this moment. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Dear Jesus, you are my Prince of Peace. As I seek to follow you, guide my feet toward the path of shalom. When the anxieties of life overwhelm me, cover my heart with the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. I pause now to spend time with God, reflecting on the humble birth of our Savior.